October 17th of 2018. Any changes to the minutes?
I would make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
First order of business is a public hearing for case number 18-12B for Casey Cashman.
This is the one that was originally a 0-1 inch setback variance request. She has her corners marked, and I went out and saw them. The builder is going to run a string and measure from corner to corner and see what he could cut off the carport and still make it work. And they've come up with a request on the backside of the carport of a 1 foot setback, and on the front edge of the carport, a 3 foot setback, which he sent this drawing in. So the blue line represents approximately, which they know exactly because the pins are there, the property line. So he'll move the posts, move everything back so none of the carport on the back will extend out past a foot from the property line, and none of the carport will extend past 3 feet of the edge of the carport to the property line. And if you remember, the current carport sits right there.
Okay.
This pin is somewhat under, and the back one's hard to tell because it's down over the hill. We'd have to run a level up. So the request, the decision of record reflects that if the Board of Adjustment approves the variance case 18-12B, it would be for a 1 foot on the southwest corner of the carport and a 3 foot on the northwest corner of the carport, rather than the required 5 foot setback. And also, we had the front is a required 20 feet, and she's asking for an 18-foot front setback, which on aerial view would be from this part of the property line to the front edge of that carport.
Benita, has anyone signed up to speak other than the representative? Can I get a copy of that, please? And I can't tell who is here to support or to oppose the application. I assume that Casey's here to support. Mr. McClure, or Gary, are you here to oppose or support?
No, I'm here.
Support. David Middleton, are you here to oppose or support?
Actually, just to reflect some comments that were made at that meeting.
Okay. Jim, are you here to support or oppose? Okay. And Pat, are you here? Obviously, you're here in support also. Okay. David, I'll just start with you then to get your comments, and then we'll hear from the supporters if that'd be okay, and then we'll hear from the representative to answer any questions or concerns.
Good evening. My name is Dave Middleton, and I currently volunteer on the board of directors for the Wilderness Club Property Owners Association. I was unable to attend the last meeting, but I did listen to the audio recording. At that meeting, the contractor who performed work for Ms. Cashman indicated that our board and me personally gave him permission to circumvent the county requirements. That didn't happen. Prior to the work that was being done, I had a phone conversation with the contractor where I explained our permit application and told him that all we needed from him was a description of the work. Roof color was going to match. It was going to be, you know, wood, just for the aesthetics of the community. And he mentioned at that time that he did a lot of work in Tane County, and he knew there was no permits required. When we gave Ms. Cashman our approved permit because of the description met our requirements, she told us that he had told her the same thing, that there weren't any permits required. Our unique subdivision has had some setback variances granted in the past. We have also learned that some of the homes were not originally placed on their lots with the correct setback requirements met at that time. And possibly the streets were not placed in accordance with the original plan either. all of which make it difficult to establish a baseline measurement for setbacks that are equal for all lots. We understand the many important reasons for having setback requirements, and we ask the commissioners for your help by not setting a precedent for variances that will only make meeting the requirements more difficult moving forward. Thank you.
So are you, as it's being proposed, do you oppose,
this
do you support?
This is the first chance we've had to review this. I'd have to think about it a little bit.
Okay.
You know, we're the roof matches, the wood is fine, it met our requirements.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
It's up to you to decide on the setbacks.
Okay. Do you guys have a particular order that you guys would like to speak in? Was there one? Pat, were you opposed? Jim, were you opposed? You were? Jim, you were opposed? Okay, I'd like to hear from you, please.
I'm the one that lives next door to where the railroad ties are, and originally I had objected to it because it was on the property line or pretty close, and since they've done the survey, that appears that it's, you know, up against mine, and I was opposed also because the variance was not used in consideration of the building. But as it stands, 3, 2, and 1, I'm okay with that.
With this proposal, you're okay with this?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So that's fine.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for helping with that.
Thank you, Jim. We have 3 left. Do you guys, we'll save the Cashmans for last. Pat, would you like to speak next? If you don't want to, you don't have to.
No. I think all I have to say is that I know Casey. She's a friend of mine, and she's tried every step of the way to do what's right. She thought she was doing everything right by what other people had told her. And she's a good person. She doesn't want to have cause any problems in the community. And she's willing to do what it takes to get this taken care of. And I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Mm-hmm. Gary?
The only thing I wanted to say was is that when, if you guys make this approval, then the contractor, if he can't get his people there to help him move this stuff back, I was going to help him move the take the time out and move it back if you guys give us until after the new year.
Okay.
So that's the only thing I...
Scott, if there was approval, is there a time...
No, but you could. 30 days, 60 days,
okay.
21 days,
okay.
If you felt like it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Casey? Casey, I don't know that you need to tell us anything. I think we've seen your proposal. Does anyone have any questions for Casey? And it sounds like your neighbors and even the association are supporting the proposal that you put forward, and it sounds like you've got some supportive people to help you. And barring no questions for Casey, do we have a motion to approve the... We can go ahead and vote on this now, can't we, on this variance?
Uh-huh.
Do we have a motion to approve the front and side setback variance as proposed?
With a timeline.
Yeah.
And do we have a... Do you have an idea what you would propose for a timeline?
60 days.
What's the time of year?
60 days. 60 days seem reasonable for you folks? Okay. Would you like to make a motion with a proposed setback with a timeline of 60 days to complete?
I would.
Okay. I assume that is a motion?
I would move that we approve this variance.
With the 60 days?
60 days.
Thank you.
For completion.
Do we have a second on that?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you, Casey.
Thank you very much. Again, I'm sorry that...
Oh, no, you did exactly what you were supposed to do. I appreciate your neighbors and your association working with you. That's a good deal.
I appreciate you all. Thank you.
Casey, we'll have a decision of record that will be mailed to you as a copy, and we'll have the original in the office for you to come by and...
okay. And sign. Gary knows because okay. He had the same thing. And then you record it. So.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Scott, the old and new business for Charles Ingram from 2014.
Did that strike a bell? Were you here?
I was not in 2014.
Okay. I was hoping.
I know Mr. Ingram, but I don't recall the 2014 decision.
Well, what we had that I found, he's come in on something else and wanting to expand.
Yeah, you guys don't need to stick around.
He was wanting to do something within the Underhill Heights subdivision, so I had to start doing the research. And I found that this plat had been recorded with this statement on it on April 16th, 2014, the Taney County Board of Adjustment approved variance number 2014-003B, allowing the variance for, there's a whole bunch of side setbacks and different things, road width, which we can look at. That was the variance in the Board of Adjustment decision was never recorded. I still have the original.
Okay.
So I would be coming before you to basically reapprove that same decision of record. We put the new date because after 120 days, that decision of record expired.
Is it a failure on the applicant or a failure on the county?
No, the county didn't follow up with it.
Has Mr. Ingram approached you to ask to have it, or you just found this?
Oh, we found it, and he's wanting to move forward. And
okay.
Was it a good decision at the time?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the plat's already been recorded based on that decision, so it's already, you see all these lot lines here and the road width. So we got the plat recorded before the decision of record was recorded. So
the request is to approve.
Just approve that.
Reapprove all the variances.
Yeah. The decision of record. This decision of record, and it was in your packet, that approved these number of variances. I would ask that we would approve it, striking, allowing for a 10-foot minimum width right-of-way width. That doesn't make any sense, because right behind it says allow for a 40-foot. So they wanted to take 10 feet off the 50, so that wording needed to come out. There was a variance for allowing a shared ingress egress of less than 50 feet, and it was number two was for a 40 foot, and then there was a whole bunch of odd side setbacks, a 3.9 feet, a 2.8 foot, a 4.2, a 3.3, and a 3.7.
And to you, you've researched mm-hmm. that they all make sense for
yep.
the county or they're mm-hmm. all acceptable?
Yep. And it was a 4-0 vote out of the four of the five members were there, and it was a unanimous. Yeah, unanimous. So we would just change the date and reflect back to this date and this case number and have him record that within 120 days from the date.
With that one. Part out about the 20 foot.
Yeah.
I'd make a motion to approve or reapprove the decision of record to include on number two striking of allowing for 10 foot minimum right of way from the conditions to be complied with.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
I'd second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Need a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.